What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. NFL football tonight, tomorrow, our first feel-good football Friday of the year. I believe that CBS Sports Network's going to leave us in about 28 minutes from now for something else. So if you want to see our beautiful faces, you've got 28 minutes left on CBS Sports Network, but we continue to 10 on the free Odyssey app and, of course, WFAN. So, unfortunately, the Elijah Vera Tucker news after we got off the air yesterday got worse. Torn triceps, surgery, the whole deal. You're just not going to see him. This is a man who has dealt with a lot of injuries since being drafted. When he's healthy, he is a dominant force on that offensive line. Clearly, this is a big blow for Aaron Glenn in his first year, and that sucks. And now we're still waiting on the Andrew Thomas news. Is Andrew Thomas going to play in week one? That's a big one.
Here's the good news on that side is that he was in full pads and did a full pad practice yesterday. So how comfortable he feels this morning and how he came out of that practice yesterday will probably determine as to whether or not he plays this week against the Commanders. It was interesting. Reading the Giants side of things, you know, everybody's all jacked up that he's going to be back. Reading the Commander sides of things, you know, they need to protect him. They need him more for 15, you know, 16 weeks. You know, maybe the first week he's not out there. And if he is out there, maybe, you know, he's not going to be in great shape to play a full NFL game. You know, so it depends on which side you're reading from. But this Elijah Vera Tucker thing, I just feel so bad for that guy. I mean, he is a really good player and he's supposed to be a foundational player for the Jets. And much like the previous regime, I mean, they've dealt with injuries. And every team does deal with injuries. And I don't, it seems to me like the Jets and the Giants just have just an insane amount of injuries to keep players at the wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of why they've been bad. I mean, we're also so focused on it, but there's injuries all over the place in the NFL. But I mean, there are just key pieces to these teams that you're right, that go down. I mean, there's a specific difference in the way the offense looked for the Giants when Andrew Thomas was there and when he wasn't. And him being on that line is just as critical as Dexter Lawrence being on the defensive line. And you know, I'm not really concerned about the Giants' defense being competitive, but I still do have major concerns about their offense being competitive. I know that Russell Wilson is a more seasoned player than Daniel Jones, and another year of Malik Nabers should be good, and you got three running backs now that you can count on, but they're second wide receiver, you know, they're after Malik Nabers, their wide receiver core I don't love,
And this offensive line's got to prove it. I mean, they has to prove it.
Yeah, and it's a shame that these two players are kind of like, well, we know AVT's done, but I mean, as far as Andrew is, whether or not he's going to be able to play, I mean, and play a full game. I mean, that's the other thing. But both teams have tried to build these offensive lines. You know, Joe Douglas tried to do that when he was here. And now Muji's doing that with Membu, the addition of Membu to this group. And then all the free agents that both of these teams have signed as offensive linemen, and how all those guys seem to get hurt or just don't work out. It's really an amazing thing watching these two teams go through this, because one of the things, or two of the things about the Philadelphia Eagles that everybody talks about, is that combination-wise, they have the best defensive and offensive line combination in football.
Yeah.
And I would think that the Lions are right there with them, especially if Aiden Hutchinson's going to be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, people forget about that last year. I mean, and the Lions getting as far as they did, even though they got blown out in the divisional round.
They were a disaster defensively the last month of the season.
Yeah, no.
They were horrendous. And, you know, they gave up, what, over 34 points per playoff game?
Well, they only played one playoff game, so... I mean, it was that home game they hosted the Commanders and got their asses kicked. But in that, you know, it's amazing just thinking back. They were so bad defensively. They played one great defensive game in their last, like, seven games.
And it was against the Vikings.
Yeah, against Sam Darnold. And then the next week, well, they had the bye. So then the week after that, you know, here comes Jaden Daniels and the Commanders slicing and dicing them.
Oof.
And then the Jets hired their defensive coordinator. Awesome.
Well... I mean, a lot of that stuff was out of his, just like it was.
Wasn't that when a coordinator is supposed to shine when doesn't have all the great players?
Yes, I guess you could say that. But I would just, you know, my feeling is that all these coaches, you either catch a break or you don't. You catch a break if you're a bad team and all of a sudden there's a Jaden Daniels sitting there when you draft number two overall. And he changes, well, the ownership changed down there, the coach changed down there, mm-hmm. and the quarterback changed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the entire outlook of the franchise changes. And, you know, the Giants, I think, thought they had that with Daniel Jones, or at least they were hoping for that.
Yeah, now the Indianapolis Colts are hoping for it. I think that the Jets, the Saints, the Panthers... The Colts, those are going to be the worst offensive teams in the league. There's got to be another one in there I'm probably missing. But I think the Jets could be the second worst or worst offensive team in football.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, it's going to be so ugly to watch. There's going to be so many third and sevens, third and eights that they're not going to convert.
Well, you know, I think what they're going to do, and this is what everybody says, and even Mike Tomlin said it this week in regards to what Aaron Glenn's comments have been this entire offseason. We want to run the ball behind a big offensive line. We got three running backs to do that, and we have a running quarterback that should help the running game. And just by sheer athleticism alone, you'd like to think that Justin Fields is going to get you four or five first downs a game, and that's something that Jet fans have not seen or been a part
with
of.
With his legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so he'll make some plays with his legs. I would think that Tanner Engstrom, their offensive coordinator, is going to be a lot of bootlegs, a lot of seven-man protections, a lot of, like, cut the field in half kind of stuff. And then as Justin gets more and more comfortable as the season goes on, which is what they're hoping for, then they'll do more and more things that maybe Detroit does within their offense. But they don't have the offensive playmakers that Detroit has.
Man, I am so curious to see the Jets week one. I am so curious to see if they're going to be competitive.
Here it is, the Lions defense in December of 2024. This is last year.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Points per game, they gave up 32.5 points per game. Yards per game, they gave 429 yards per game. 321 through the air. And every single one of these statistics, they were either last or 31st. That's how bad the Lions defense was going into the playoffs last year. And it's no wonder they lost the home game to Washington.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's injuries and other things involved there, and they were decimated, but it is kind of funny to say that the team that ended the season the worst defensively in all of football, the Jets, ended up hiring their defensive coordinator.
Well, I mean,
it's funny.
I know, don't give me the hey this, hey that. Just that fact alone is pretty fun.
When they were healthy in September through November, they were fourth in the league in defense.
Yeah.
And then as they started losing players, that's when it all started to come apart.
You know what they say.
What do they say, G?
It's not how you start.
It's how you finish.
That's right. Flavio and Hawthorne, what's going on, Flavio?
Guys, it's taken me hours to just calm down enough to make this phone call. Watching the Yankee game last night. Yeah. I have my two cousins are in from Italy, and we're going to the game tomorrow night. They're very excited. I said, you know what? Let's watch. They beat Houston. Let's watch the game so they can better understand the game. And I'm explaining, and they're winning 4-0, and they're like, wow, this is what a great game this is. What a great team. And then I see Devin Williams warming up in the bullpen, and I started getting heart palpitations. And I explained to them, if they bring this guy in, we're going to lose the game. He said, why? I said, watch. Just watch. I don't have to explain anything. Just watch. And sure enough, he comes in, two outs, gives up four runs. I'm beside myself. I had no idea. And they show the chart of all of the bullpen guys. They're like, oh, yeah, look, they got a whole bunch of guys that they can pull on. So he says to me, after he blew the game, and then, I mean, unbelievable comeback in the Yankees, but the offense has been great. The defense has been terrible. And he asks me, he goes, but if he's so bad, why do they bring him in? I have nothing to say to him. I have no reason. I have no good response for him. So I'm hoping you guys can help me out.
Well, you know, you sound a lot like us as Met fans when we're talking about Helsley. I mean, it's almost like the same thing. It's like, you know.
It's been going on longer.
But I also will say that Devin Williams got screwed last night a couple times. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah. But, I mean.
There have been moments this year where he's been good. But there's Flavio, been too many moments like this.
Before he came in the game, was like, I don't want to see this guy. And for good reason.
You know.
Yeah. I was going to ask Flavio, but I forgot what his cousin's names were. You know, if his Flavio is here over in Hawthorne, New Jersey, I mean.
Guido.
I mean, there's got to be some serious Italian names.
I told you, I got my friend from Milan, Guido.
His name's actually Guido.
Yeah, Guido Bagatta.
Guido Bagatta.
Yes.
What's he do?
Sports reporter in Italy.
Oh, that's right. When you went over there, right? Didn't you go over there?
Yeah, and then I have...
taught little Italian kids how to throw a football?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was.
Like 1980-something?
1987, I believe.
1987, you went over there.
Salso Maggiore, Italy, south of Milan, and just, I want to say, east of Florence.
That's crazy. That is unbelievable.
And what Salso Maggiore, Italy is known for is its salt baths. So I did a lot of salt bath bathing.
Mm. One of those kids turned into Giovanni Carmazzi.
Pittsburgh, or is that Ben DiNucci?
No, it was Ben DiNucci who played at Pine Ridge, and Carmazzi played at Hofstra.
Okay.
One of those little kids, yeah.
One of those little kids.
Turned right into, yeah, it's absolutely.
Moved over here right after
absolutely
that.
Amazing.
It was me and Al Saunders, who was the head coach of the San Diego Chargers at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they put us out there with about 150 Italian kids. And I was like, okay, what do you want to do? He goes, I got the defense, you got the offense. I'm like, oh my God.
Do they speak any English, these kids?
Yes, yeah, they did. And we had interpreters, so it was okay. And then we found out at the end of the week that we had to put a team together to play the, I want to say, the Cornelia Razorbacks, who were a semi-pro team somewhere in Italy. And we showed up at this football field on a Friday night. The place was packed. And... oh, God, what the hell was his name? I want to say Benito Mussolini, but it's not that. Oh, God. There was this guy who was a quarterback in this league who ended up officiating the game with five of his buddies. And they all had the referee's outfits on and everything. And our team was winning. And then he called a holding on our offense on a touchdown.
Oh, come on.
And, yes, Benito, his name was Benito. I know that.
Okay.
Spumoni or something like that. I'm not really sure what it was. And I'm screaming. You should have seen me. I was screaming at him at the top of my lungs.
Oh, my God.
And he was a good. He was a good dude. And so they ended up getting the ball back and ended up beating us right at the end.
I'm just picturing you yelling at these kids.
Hey, Mateo, get that olive oil off your hand so I catch the football.
No, but you actually, know, grease ball. It was weird. We had like 10-year-olds to 30-year-olds.
Well, they're doing the, what are the 30-year-olds doing there?
They were playing football. They all wanted to play football. They all wanted to be a part of it.
They were all on the same team?
When we got there, well, I mean, we had to separate them by age.
I was going to say.
But, yeah.
If I was 30 out there playing with 10-year-olds, I'd be laying out those 10-year-olds.
And the team that we had to put together, like, I think, if I remember, again, this is 87. So I think all the players had to be at least 18 and older to be able to play in this game at the end of the week.
All right. You were there the full week?
That's where I met Pete Abitante.
Really?
Yeah, Pete Abitante was the guy who put it together because he was, like, doing international work for the NFL at that time.
And you stayed, it was a full week of doing this?
I felt like it was at least 5 days, yes.
They must have paid you a fortune to go out there and do that.
1987, dude. It was a free trip to, you know, Italy.
They definitely paid you more than that.
Probably paid me like 10 grand or something.
Still, it's pretty good.
10 grand, round trip, free, you know, free everything.
Just got to coach a bunch of Italian kids.
That was not easy, man.
I'm sure it wasn't. It's not easy coaching anybody. Flavio's back. What are your cousins' names?
Yeah, so I was born in Milan, Italy. We came here when I was very young. So my cousin's from Milan. His name is Marco, and his son's name is Davide Robecchi.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, it's like my friend Guido Bagatta and Benito Mussolini.
No,
or Spumoni.
Yeah, it's Spumoni. Very good, Flavio.
And I will say this. So after the whole game, after the whole mess, and he said, you know, because we are Inter Milan. We're the Inter Milan fans. And he goes, they did the same thing. And he rattled off like two or three guys. He goes, they do the same thing. I don't know why they bring them in. So I'm glad that we're not alone, that it's an international issue. It's still a thing.
Very good, Flavio. Well, listen, you still got a good baseball team. Hopefully you have a good time at the game with Marco and Davide and all your Italian relatives. Acted you in like this thick Italian accent, said Mussolini's name twice. Not good. He's not the guy we want to be referencing.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I was telling you about that football camp in Italy, and I saw Al after we were speaking about this out in the hall, and Al said he was trying to Google to see if there are any photos or anything of that camp in Salso Maggiore, Italy. And I remember that we went to Florence, we did Milan, and then we went up to, what did I tell you we went up to, Al?
Scungili Mountain.
Oh, Florence. Not Florence.
Scamoni?
Come on, Al. I thought
it was Florence.
No, not Florence.
What's the...
Capri.
The one with all the canals.
Venice,
yeah. Went up to Venice. That's what it is. We went up to Venice, and I'll never forget. Maybe things have changed. I haven't been back there since then.
Mm.
The showers. I can only get half my body in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I had to wash the front of my right side. And I had to wash the back of my left side.
Yeah.
And then stick my ass.
Right. You had to stand outside and then put your penis in the shower.
I could not believe how small the showers were. Now, I don't know if that's changed. I'm sure that it's changed. It's had to have changed.
So no luck finding any pictures of that whole thing?
Nothing.
That's wild.
Sure this happened?
Yeah, I mean, I could reach out to my buddy Guido and have him call in.
Think Guido's got any pictures? Guido's got to have some pictures of this or some video or something, right? This guy was a big deal back there. Back then.
As a photo album, he could take a snapshot and send it to you.
What about Peter Habitante? He's got to have some pictures.
He might have some pictures, yeah.
Like but, you know, in 1987 with these little Italian kids running around. I mean, that's hilarious.
It's got to be somewhere buried in the NFL offices somewhere.
Yeah, like you dropping back and throwing some mozzarella to some kid named Matteo. That'd be awesome. Where are these things? Where are they?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, there goes CBS Sports Network.
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
What's now? What is going on?
Strongman.
No, it's got to be. It's got to be more volleyball.
That's right. It's not 5 a.m. My bad.
Program alert.
Confirmed. More volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yeah, it's
got to
be international volleyball. Those are championships that run.
FIVB Women's World Championship quarterfinals in Bangkok.
By the way, John in Connecticut, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, thanks for taking my call. I want to give you some support. Huge Mets fan, Jets fan my whole life. I feel really good about the Mets going into the playoffs because of one man, Nolan McLean.
There you go.
And why? He's breaking the chain of a wine and cheese club that doesn't have the grit, that doesn't have the fight. And with him taking the ball in game one, I think we got a good shot.
Were you the original wine and cheese guy?
I am the original wine and cheese guy, I'm looking for a reason to believe in my Messies again. And I also wanted to confess, I feel very dirty this morning. For the first time in my life, I bet against one of my teams, and the straw that broke the camel's back was our best offensive lineman going out 4 days before the opener. I just don't see how the Jets can cover the 2.5, so... I took the money, and I'm betting on Aaron Rodgers against my team, and I'm going to root for the Jets.
Yeah,
but I feel horrible, guys.
That is crazy.
No, they call it emotional hedge. That's what it is. You'd be happy if the Jets win, and if they lose, you made some money. Big deal. It's good. It's fine. Smart. That's what I say.
Cool.
All right, John. Good job.
Yeah, John's a guy who convinced me that Mark Canha was wearing a Patagonia vest under his jersey. I bought it.
I remember that.
Yeah, he's like, these guys are such wine and cheese guys. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but Mark Canha wears a Patagonia vest under his jersey.
You remember that?
I do, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, are you the original wine and cheese guy? Yeah. It was such a unique phone call. It was a tough thing to...
Right, Jesse Winker was the you know, he was the grit. He was the guy that, you know, now all of a sudden he's not coming back. So we lost our non-wine and cheese guy.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know if there's wine and cheese guys. Like, Lindor's not a wine and cheese guy. Alonso certainly isn't.
Skittles and a Coke.
Yeah, right.
Jim Pipple and Cheetos.
Smoking a pancake.
Blints and a blunt. I mean, I don't know. Who else is a wine and cheese guy? Nimmo?
No. Mo Winogy's not. I don't see that. How about Jeff McNeil?
Yeah, a little bit.
Golfer.
Yeah, a little bit.
Winogy's definitely.
Yeah, he's a Winogy's
guy. He's a smoker. Out with the barbecue.
McNeil?
And he's like a pulled pork guy.
How about Beatty?
He's a kid. Could be. He could definitely. He's on his way to being one. Father definitely, you know, member of a snooty golf course somewhere. You could see that. Him showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Country club kid.
Snooty golf course like you?
Like me? What are you talking about? I don't have a snooty. We are blue-collar men at my golf course.
That's yes.
Snooty. It's not the nose up in the air. No
That's
tee
true.
Times.
That is definitely
no
true.
No rules. It's the best.
That place is cool, though. I got to say that.
Absolutely. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Well, since you're talking about Nolan McLean, you're not alone. You're not alone.
What do you mean I'm not alone, Jerry?
I get you, too.
How old is this guy?
Well, older than him. I did get a PTI on ESPN last night, and this is the question coming out of break to Kornheiser and Wilbon.
Nolan McLean's rookie performance for the Mets has been blank.
I'm going to say Seaver-like, either Seaver-like or Gooden-like. Now, I know you want me to say Nolan Ryan because I go back a long way with Nolan Ryan. But with the Mets, Nolan Ryan was the sort of average pitcher.
I'm stunned at you. I am so stunned, I'm speechless.
Speechless. That's how we were yesterday.
Yeah.
So you and Kornheiser.
Yes.
Seaver-like.
Yeah, he's an all-time Met fan, too. And he's right. Nolan Ryan, you know, wasn't the great pitcher with the Mets that he ultimately became.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see that he had, you know, he had gas in the tank, as they say.
Yeah, for another 25 years.
That's what I'm saying. Hopefully Nolan McLean's got some gas in his tank. I know I have some gas in my tank.
Yeah, every day you empty it.
Well, after that, or before that, the Mets did lose to the Tigers 6-2. You had the Kerry Carpenter game-breaking three-run homer off of Ryan Helsley. Did not go well for him. It has not gone well for him at all. This is nothing is working.
Yeah, you know, just trying anything and everything. You know, it feels like make a good pitch and it gets hit, and then mistakes obviously get hit as well. And seems like everything's falling. And, you know, obviously can't walk guys and got to compete out there and, you know, just keep trying to get after, you know, when I'm out there.
And maybe worse, Carlos Mendoza, we seem to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the frustrating part here. You know, that this is a guy you look up, he's 102, and they continue to take some really good swings, and then the way they're taking the breaking ball, too. And I don't think he's tipping related.
In the loss, Pete Alonso had three hits, including an RBI double. Mets 4 games ahead of San Francisco now for the third wild card spot. Not the Niners. The Giants keep winning. They've won 4 straight, 10 of 11. They beat the Rockies 10-8. The Reds 5 behind. Mets and Reds in Cincinnati coming up tomorrow night. As for the Yankees, wacky ending, if you will, because this game really got away from the Yanks. They were up 4-1. Next thing you knew, it was a 4-4 game. And then,
so here's where you're making money, Devin Williams. 3-1, 2 out, bases loaded. And the pitch to Tramiel. Lost him on a pitch down and in. Out of force in a run. Astros lead at 5-4.
And they did, and they would go on to win 8-7. They would take an 8-4 lead. The Yankees would get the Cody Bellinger 3-run homer in the ninth, but then Jazz Chisholm Jr. was struck out to end the game on a strike 3 call that was outside. And Brian Walsh was the umpire. He certainly was not pleased with the Yankees, so much so he threw out Devin Williams, who was walking off the field when he was taken out of the game. He threw out Aaron Boone, who came out to complain. Here's Williams, doesn't understand the inconsistency from Walsh, the home plate umpire.
I don't know. That's just ridiculous to have the inning that I had, and then for us to, you know, Jazz got the bat taken out of his hands on a pitch that was a lot further from the zone than pitches I was making.
They also weren't helping themselves either. Houston scored their last 2 runs on a balk and a wild pitch, so all went poorly down the stretch for the Yankees. Last night, series finale this evening, Carlos Rodon, Christian Javier are the starters on the Fan, 6:60 a.m. at 7:40 p.m. The Yankees now 77-62 on the season. We do have the Thrivewell player of the game, though, in the loss, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. We mentioned the Cody Bellinger home run, so he is it.
Rides on this, 2 outs. 3-2 pitch to Bellinger. Abreu deals the pitch. Swing on high fly ball right field. Giddy up, baby. Giddy up. Gone. A home run by Cody Bellinger. The Yankees are still alive. A 3-run shot. It's 8-7 here in the ninth inning. Hey now!
There you go. You got the hey now from Dave. He's Cody Bellinger, a Yankees thriving player of the game. Brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivalInfusion.com. But again, it does come in a loss. All right, to the NFL. Eagles Cowboys tonight in Philadelphia. The Eagles will raise their championship banner for Jalen Hurts. He's been grinding things out with Knicks. By the way, how about the fact, fifth different offensive coordinator for Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
As he starts now.
Well, I mean, you know, let's face it. Nick Sirianni was an offensive coach, so there is some familiarity, you know, with the offense,
sure.
And they're not changing things like, you know, Justin Fields has gone through changes. Like actual coaches who are changing the way that he was taught previously. This is not the case for Philadelphia.
Well, here is Hurts back to the grind with Sirianni.
It's just growing day by day. And we obviously, y'all, both of us, love to work, love hard work. I have a ton of grit to ourselves, and we're passionate about that.
And they've won a lot, as we know. And so that game will take place tonight. I saw on social media the tailgaters have arrived already. There was one guy there last night waiting for the lots to open up.
Wow, that's what happens when you win, Jerry.
When you win, and it's going to be 76 and sunny all day.
It's going to be unbelievable.
You're not kidding.
When are you getting there?
Probably by 2 o'clock. I'll be there early. I'm anal.
Oh.
Say whatever you want. I am. I mean, you want to twist that into something other than what it is. People do use that phrase. It wasn't like I said anything other than that.
You got to say retentive, I think, afterwards.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I mean, yeah, last hour was Bangkok. This hour,
Bangkok. That's where the match is being played. I asked a question. And
how do these girls get to Bangkok?
Right.
I mean,
the U.S. is playing Turkey in Bangkok. Who pays for that?
This Turkish team. I don't know, man.
What's
Who
the matter?
Pays for that? Us. We're the taxpaying public. We pay.
We're for paying for that?
That's our.
Why?
Well, because that's our United States women's volleyball team.
I mean, Turkey cannot be this good at volleyball. There's something going on there. I mean, the only thing that happens in Turkey is hair restoration.
Right? I wouldn't know. I don't know. Laura Rutledge, we know her from ESPN and all the football coverage. She was on the Andrew Marchand podcast talking about her husband who used to play on the Angels. So she revealed what she once did. You know, we've all heard these stories about people creating Twitter accounts to get their point across without them knowing who it is. Well, she was doing it for her husband.
This is a true story. I actually think this this Twitter or X handle might still exist. But when he was with the Angels, I made a fake Twitter, which I'm admitting this, okay? I know this was wrong. I'm not doing it ever since, but this was a one-time thing. And the name was like Billy Halo 76 or something. And Billy Halo only tweeted positive things about Josh Rutledge.
So that's all fine. Not surprising. What's funny, though, is a couple of years later,
if anyone had said anything negative about him, I would find them, and then Billy Halo would be like, you're wrong, blah, 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 you know, and back it up with stats or whatever. I don't think Josh knows this. If he watches this, he's going to be really mad at me.
You think that's true? Never had the conversation?
Yeah, I do think it's true, and I think that's nuts. What are you doing? You got a great job yourself.
That's true.
Why are you
too
sitting here fighting baseball
that's
fans on Twitter? That's ridiculous.
Gina doesn't have
account. No, well, she doesn't have a burner account. There's been a couple times though, like early on, you know, she would like write something. I'm like, are you nuts? It's like, delete that right
Stay
now.
Out.
Are you? What do you think you're doing?
Well, she probably went to the
Save All Moms
Facebook
page.
Spot.
Yeah, right.
Mom's Facebook page.
Yeah. That was God. What a time that was.
Sunday, the Jets play the Steelers. You got the Giants and Washington. Here's Brian Daboll having to deal with one Jaden Daniels.
He's a very challenging quarterback to defend in all areas. He's able to make plays with his feet, running the football and design runs and zone reads and counter reads. The RPO game, which he's exceptional at. His downfield passing is excellent. And then he keeps plays alive with his eyes downfield and makes plays.
And so good luck on Sunday at 1. And with that, we are off and running. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by HSS, ranked number one in orthopedics in the U.S. for 16 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more at hss.edu. Last hour, talking about a theory that Mark Chernoff has a long-lost daughter. Well, I mentioned Chernoff. I'd like to congratulate him. I didn't realize he had a daughter. I mean, we know his son is the GM of the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize his long-lost daughter that I maybe
Long lost daughter.
Wow. Iga Swiatek, whatever.
Yeah.
She lost last night, and this is where I noticed they were related.
It's been a lot of tennis the last few weeks. Wimbledon, the American tournaments leading up to this, that, now this. How tired are you at the moment?
Well... well...
You crack yourself up.
Well, let me think of that.
Is that the first thing that you thought of?
Yes. It's exactly the first thing I thought about. Are you kidding me? Oh, that was kind of, it was very Chernoff-like.
So, have a seat. You're an idiot. We can leave now.
There you go. Moment of the day, guys.
All right.
Thursday.
Very good there, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow. Good luck. Actually, we won't see you tomorrow. Monday. See you Monday. Good luck tonight with the Compass Media broadcast play-by-play of the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. All right, so who do you like tonight? The spread is now, is it 7.5?
8.5, I thought. Yesterday was 8.5. I like I kind of like the Eagles to win, but I do. I'm going to take the Cowboys to cover.
Okay. All right. Is it up to 8.5 now? Jeez.
And the reason I say that is just simply because, you know, they got some new defensive players on Philly that they got to work in. And I think the Cowboys are probably headed up to here with the whole Micah Parsons thing and everything else. And Dak Prescott is playing. He's 4-1 against the Philadelphia Eagles the last five times he has actually played in the game.
Yeah. 8.5. I would actually probably take the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles with a 10-14, 13-14 point win is probably where I'd go. With this over under 47.5. Yep. Check it all out on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah.
They got the pre-made parlays in here and everything else for you.
We got Football Friday tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait. Picks and everything else. Well, we got to get the... Here's the thing that sucks, though. We got to make sure that Jerry gets the picks and gets those in because he'll be missing the first week of the picks. We got to CeeLo report Jerry's picks.
Yes.
Can't get him off to a bad start here. He's going to want to redeem himself from last year.
Well,
what?
Just say something to him before you leave today.
No. I'm going to have to text him. I don't even know the games yet.
You
got
to pick the games, right?
I'm so out of sorts. I'm not ready for any of this.
Yeah, I'll give you the games, okay? We're taking Jets-Giants. We know that.
Yeah, which... It'll be interesting for 3 weeks, those games. And let's see what else. We're definitely going to have to pick the Brazil game.
No, do we have to pick that game?
No, I guess not.
Let's see. We got the Bengals in Cleveland.
Packers, Lions.
Packers, Lions, good one.
Ravens, Bills.
Ravens, Bills, definitely.
So
what about Texans Chargers?
Not bad. I don't want to do the Monday night game. I don't like doing the Monday night games. Yeah, all right. So, or we could do it's not the Texans Chargers. It's the Chiefs and the Chargers play each other.
I mean, it's the Texans and Rams.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to do the. Yeah, maybe we'll do that one because I don't want to do the Brazil game. That's just weird. It's just a tough thing to pick. You know. You don't know how the guys are going to react.
Yeah.
React out there.
Low scoring game, tight game.
Tight.
Very tight.
The over under on that 46.5. So I don't think it's going to be that tight.
Well, the last three have been tight.
The lowest over under, not
those two teams.
Lowest over under the week, not a shocker at all. Steelers and Jets. Yeah. 37.5. Barn burner. Let's go to John in Creskill, New Jersey. What's going on, John?
What's going on, boys? How are we doing this morning?
All right, John, what's up?
So I got a different take on the whole McClain fever thing. I don't know how nobody's saying this is Harvey-esque. Hopefully minus the booger sugar, but I think this is awesome, man. Get hyped up every time he's starting, and it's four and runs for the guy, thank God, for once. You know what I mean? This is awesome, dude.
Yeah, but he's pitching well, too, though. I mean, they're scoring runs for him for sure. But, you know, what we saw his last time out was what you want to see, a guy that didn't have best control early in the game that all of a sudden settled down and then mowed down 14 straight guys.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm definitely more excited for him than the other kid, Tong. But McClain is going to be fun to watch, man. I'm excited going into the postseason. I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, if he continues to pitch like this, that adds an element to this team that they just haven't had the entire year. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
If he continues to pitch like this, I'm giving him the ball game one.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not dealing with all this other crap that's going on. This kid maybe is just so young, he just doesn't realize what's going on yet. Like where these older pitchers are nibbling and they're not competing and they're afraid to throw their fastballs or there's something wrong.
Is there
a
clubhouse dynamic with that, though?
I'm asking you.
No. You always tell me this stuff. And the reason why I'm asking... Because you always tell me these things, like this guy here, you know, you can't pay this guy more than this guy.
No. These guys, they can't. They have nothing to stand on. Mania has nothing to stand on.
What about
on.
David Peterson?
He would be the only guy that I would consider. If in fact, his next couple outings are solid.
Okay.
Then I would consider him because you know what? He's been probably the most effective guy, I think, and somebody that usually goes 6-7 innings.
Yeah, and I would love to see Kodai Senga go down. I hope he accepts that minor league assignment and he goes down and straightens himself out because it ain't happening up here. That's right, for sure.
And when they're going to need these guys is going to hopefully be that first week in October. That's when they're going to need them. When they go on the road, most likely, and they're going to have to get legitimate starting pitching, and they're going to be going up against legit starting pitching.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see like Matt Harvey in Nolan McLean. I don't really see Jacob deGrom in Nolan McLean. I know that's because of the delivery when you talk about with the Seaver thing, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, these comparisons, let's just be Nolan McLean. Be the guy that helped save the 2025 season for the Mets. How about that?
Well, we have seen that thus far.
Well, got a long way to go still. 20-something games and into the playoffs. Got to get back to the NLCS or it's going to feel like a failure season.
Right. So do you think he gets 3 more starts or 4 more starts? 3 maybe if they go to a 6-man rotation depending on what Senga does?
Definitely 3. And then I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they have to set up the rotation at the end of the year.
Or maybe there are games that don't matter at the end of the year. You know, who knows?
Definitely 3. He's got to get at least 3.
I'll tell you right now, man. If it continues to go the way that it has gone, and yesterday was, you know, we were right back to where we were, prior to the first 2 games of Detroit. You know, a starter that can't get out of the 5th inning and a bullpen that comes in and throws gasoline on the fire.
Can't have it anymore. It's getting down to nut cutting time.
Wild pitches, stolen bases, you know, walks, and then ding-dongs.
Yep. That pretty much sums it up. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it's been. Walks and ding-dongs. Gasoline and ding-dongs. I am amazed. Like, how is Turkey this good at women's volleyball? They're beating us right now, the U.S. team.
Probably giving them steroids.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be something.
Right.
You see how these girls are? Look at them. Look how they're hitting a ball. They're pounding it, spiking it.
Very, very talented.
I really know nothing about women's volleyball, but I would not think that the Turkish team would be this good
in
the semifinals of beating us.
As we're watching this.
As you're watching this happen.
Yes. Don't you find it to be entertaining?
I do, yeah.
They're very talented.
No, I find it to be entertaining, but I'm also getting a little pissed off. I got to be honest with you. I'm watching the U.S. lose to Turkey.
Well, they lost one game.
Yeah, but they were, okay.
I mean.
But look at this one. Look at Vargas. There's a Vargas on Turkey, and she is not playing around.
Oh, she's not.
She is not playing around.
They have some long arms.
Yeah, I mean, just like on just the match, it just looks. Is that out?
That's out.
All right, good.
Here we go.
All right, that's all you needed. A little momentum now.
Look at you.
Is that the Turkish coach?
I think so.
Come on. He's the smallest one out there.
It's true.
His entire team is bigger than he is.
Yeah, they're Amazon women.
All right, WJR. All right,
they are. Look how tall they are.
Let's go, ladies.
6'2", 6'3".
Let's get this U.S. team going and beat these Turks. I don't understand it at all.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts,
Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.